So today is not the last day of your retreat.
Toto nie je posledný deň tejto obnovy.
It is the beginning of a new life.
To je začiatok tvojho nového života.
Do you believe it?
Veríš tomu?
Yes.
Because all these four days you were receiving graces.
Pretože počas týchto štyroch dní ste prijímali milosti.
And there's a lot of grace deposited in you right now.
A prijali ste, máte takú zásobu milosti.
Each of you right now, you are empowered with the love of Christ.
Každý z vás je zmocnený Kristovou láskou.
So I don't want any of you before you leave this place to think that I did not get anything.
A nechcem, aby ktokoľvek z vás si myslel, keď odtiaľto budete odchádzať, že ja som nič nedostal.
Because our soul was getting richer by the hour.
Pretože naša duša bola obohacovaná každú minútu.
So during the retreat, during the retreat sometimes we don't get to sleep.
Takže niekedy napríklad na obnove sa nevyspíme.
And then whole time you are sitting here, you are sometimes exhausted.
A potom čase, keď tu sedíte celý deň, tak ste aj niekedy unavení z toho.
And actually after the retreat you will go back home and sleep nicely.
A potom keď prídete domov, tak sa dobre vyspíte.
Because the body needs rest.
Pretože aj telo potrebuje oddych.
But inside your soul has got so rich.
A tvoja duša sa v tvojom vnútri veľmi obohatila.
And so this is a battle between the flesh and the spirit.
A preto tu prebieha boj medzi telom a duchom.
So after you sleep and you wake up,
a keď sa potom dobre vyspíš a zobudíš,
then flesh is so used to doing what it was doing 4 days before.
A tvoje telo bude chcieť vstúpiť do všetkých tých zvykov a činností, ktoré robilo predtým.
Now being in the world.
Pred týmito štyroma dňami. Pred životom vo svete.
But your soul is not used to being in the world.
Takže tvoja duša nie je, už si nezvykla byť vo svete.
So your soul wants what you received these 4 days. Soul is looking for more.
A tvoja duša bude túžiť zažívať ešte viac toho, čo si zažíval tu počas tých.
So after you go back, there will be a struggle between the spirit and the flesh.
Takže po tvojom návrate domov budeš zažívať boj medzi telom a duchom.
Because here, in 24 hours, at least 12 hours, you nourished your soul with word of God, praise and worship, holy mass, confession, everything.
Pretože tu na každých 24 hodín si minimálne 12 hodín trávil tým, že si naplňal a vyživoval svoju dušu svetou omšou, spoveďou, chválou, počúvaním Božieho slova.
So when a woman is pregnant,
keď žena čaká dieťa,
you will see her mannerisms change.
Tak spozoruješ, že sa zmenili niektoré jej gesta.
Then, there are certain things when she eats, she will throw it up.
Napríklad, alebo proste sa niečo zmení pri správaní. Napríklad bude, môže vrácať po tom, čo sa naje.
Maybe before becoming pregnant, she hated apples.
Možno pred svojim tehotenstvom nemá rada jablka.
Now that she is pregnant, she loves apples.
A teraz sa nie vie nasytiť.
So, when the baby is inside, then God knows what to give the baby. So what is not required, she will throw it out.
Keď ona čaká to bábätko, tak Boh vie presne, čo to dieťatko vieho nepotrebuje. A preto to, čo je navyše, to, čo nie je pre bábätko dobré, tak ona to vlastne vyvracia.
Same way. Maybe she used to run one hour every day before her pregnancy.
Možno pred tehotenstvom chodila behať každý deň na hodinu.
But now, because of that, she is not able to run, but she will just walk.
A teraz už nevie behať ako predtým, takže bude chodiť len na prechádzky.
Same way, each one of you are pregnant with the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Takže každý z vás akoby tehotný s tým pomazaním Ducha Svätého.
So after this retreat, you will find the fight between the flesh and the spirit.
Takže keď sa vrátiš z týchto obnovy, zistíš, že bojuješ, bojuje tvoje telo a tvoj duch.
So here, after breakfast, you are straight away coming and doing praise and worship.
Vy hneď po ranejkách prídete a chváľate Boha.
tomorrow morning you will not be doing this. Am I right? Because we have to go back and do things which we do every day. Oh, so your spirit is going to struggle a lot. Then what is it that we have to do? Then even when you are going for your work, for your class, you be in contact with the Holy Spirit who is residing inside of you. Then for example, you are going in a group and they are talking some bad words.
Napríklad budeš v nejakej skupine ľudí a oni budú používať také škaredé slova.
Then what will happen? Holy Spirit will not allow you to stand there. He will make you move somewhere else.
A čo sa stane? Duch Svätý ti nedovolí, aby si tam ostal. Jednoducho ťa niekam pošle niekam inam.
Because now you cannot take the things of the world. No bad words.
Pretože už nechceš počúvať napríklad také škaredé slova, takže už nechceš čísť veci zo sveta.
Same way your eyes cannot see any bad images anymore.
Rovnako tak, tvoje oči už sa nechcú pozerať na nejaké nemožné obrazy.
Because Holy Spirit will be hurt.
Pretože to by zranilo Ducha Svätého.
So that is why what you will do? You will throw it up.
Alebo urazilo, takže to vyvrátiš.
So Holy Spirit will make you say no to those things.
Takže Duch Svätý ti ťa zmocní, aby si odmietol tieto veci.
Otherwise the anointing in you will not be able to grow.
Inak by tvoje pomazanie nemohlo vzrastať.
So even when you are listening to a session in a class in your school,
počúvať vyučovanie na hodine,
please when teacher is teaching you something,
keď učiteľ je vysvetľovať učivo,
then in your heart don't sing Alleluja, 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 Amen.
Tak keď nespievaj chválu Bohu, Alleluja.
Then you will not understand anything what is going on there. So you tell Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I am beginning this new day. Bless me in my studies today. You remember when Holy Spirit comes, He will teach you everything.
Viete, ako sme to spomínali, Duch Svätý, keď príde, on ťa všetko naučí.
So because you asked Holy Spirit to teach you, He will teach you maths very well, English very well.
A keď ťa poprosíš Ducha Svätého, aby ťa vyučoval, on ťa naučí skvelé matematiku, angličtinu.
You will be top A student.
Budeš mať čisté jednotky.
If you are working somewhere, you will be at the top.
A budeš pracovať, budeš ten najlepší.
That is the word of God, Deuteronomy 28 verses 13.
Deuteronomium 28:13.
Please take that word of God, so powerful.
Takže pozrime sa na to slovo, je veľmi mocné.
Yes, it says those who believe in God, those who obey God's commandments, God will keep them at the top.
Deuteronomium 28:13.
And God will never keep you at the bottom.
Pán teba ustanoví.
He will make you the head.
Hlavu,
and never the tail. Yes. Can you say this word of God out loud? Can you declare it? Yeah, you know, when I look at these football stars,
napríklad futbalisti, tí hviezdy,
the best ones come from Europe.
Jedni z najlepších pochádzajú z Európy.
Yeah, Messi, Messi. So, you don't like Messi, okay. Ronaldo, okay, Jesus. I like the way they glorify Jesus when they get their trophy.
Mi sa mi páči, ako zdávajú úctu Ježišovi, keď sú ocenení, keď vyhrajú nejaký zápas.
What are they trying to say?
A čo sa tým snažia povedať?
Today we are successful in our lives because of this man Jesus.
Dnes mám úspech vďaka tomuto človeku, tejto osobe Ježišovi.
So can you see, when God's blessing comes on you, you will be at the top.
Takže keď Boh na teba zošle požehnanie, budeš na vrchole.
That is why I said, give each others a blessing this morning.
Preto som vám hovorila, aby ste sa dnes navzájom medzi sebou žehnali.
If you continue to be in this anointing,
ak vy trváte v tomto pomazaní,
and if you obey God's words,
ak budete počúvať a poslúchať Pánovo slovo,
then 101% God's blessing will come upon you.
Potom nie je pochyb o tom, že Boží požehnanie zostupí na vás.
I will give you a beautiful example.
A poviem vám krásny príklad.
Once I was in Texas,
raz v Texase,
and a woman came for spiritual sharing with me.
Sa za mnou prišla si raz jedna žena.
What you are doing with Sister Mina right now?
Taký duchovný rozhovor, ako teraz niektorí z vás sa sestrou Minou.
Oh, that spiritual sharing took at least 5 hours.
A tento duchovný rozhovor trval asi 5 hodín najmenej.
It was literally like a surgery.
Bolo to skoro ako nejaká operácia.
I don't know whose heart was changed.
Ja neviem, či moje alebo jej srdce sa menilo.
Because in that spiritual sharing I am sitting and crying.
Pretože ja som sa počas toho modlila. Ja som počas toho plakala.
Well, this woman went through a lot in her life.
Táto žena prežívala veci vo svojom živote.
When she was very young, her mother was very strict.
V detstve mama bola veľmi prísna.
She did not allow her to wear the clothes of her choice or go out with boys to party in the night. Nothing, very strict. Actually, good mother.
Rieka sa ako chcela, nemohla chodiť na žiadne party, chlapcov. V podstate to bolo dobré, mama.
So she got married very early in her life when she was 19.
Vydala sa veľmi skoro, ako 19 ročná.
And when she got married, she felt that she got freedom.
Keď sa vydala, tak mala pocit, že teraz je slobodná.
Her husband was a good man.
Že má slobodu, mala dobrého muža.
But for some reason, this was the first time she was getting so much freedom.
Ale prvýkrát v živote zakúšala taký pocit slobody vo svojom živote.
So she made some friends.
A našla si priateľov.
And you know, she would go out in the clubs to party.
Chodívala proste na večierky do rôznych na diskotéky.
She started wearing dresses which she had never worn in her life.
A začala sa obliekať do šiat, ktoré predtým nemohla nosiť.
And in the middle of this they had 2 children.
A v tom čase sa im narodili aj 2 deti.
So there used to be fight between husband and wife.
A tak sa manželia medzi sebou hádali.
And during this time, the husband threatened that if you live this kind of lifestyle, I will leave you.
A manžel sa aj vyhrážal, že ak bude pokračovať s takýmto životným štýlom, že ju opustí.
So during this tension, when she went to the club,
a počas tohto napretého vzťahu, keď išla na diskotéku,
she befriended another young man.
Sa spoznala s ďalším mladým mužom.
And they fell in love.
A zamilovala sa.
And slowly, you know, she distanced from her husband distanced from her.
A ona sa postupne vzdialila od muža a od manžela a on od nej.
Then this other man said that I will marry you.
A ten druhý muž jej povedal, že si ju vezme za ženu.
And I will take care of your children.
A budem sa starať o tvoje deti.
So she began to live separately with this man.
A ona sa odsťahovala a žila s týmto mužom.
Because she was not getting enough love from her husband. Her husband never understood her.
Pretože ona nedostávala dosť lásky od svojho manžela, ktorý ju nevedel pochopiť.
Actually, she was living the life of sin.
A ona žila v hriechu.
Then this man, the second man, he was not a good man.
A tento druhý muž nebol dobrý človek.
You know what he did?
A urobil?
One day he got 2-3 men in the house.
To, že dvoch alebo troch mužov raz pozval k ním domov.
And he forced her to sin with them.
A on ju donútil k hriechu s nimi.
And this happened almost every day.
A toto sa opakovalo.
She was blinded by his love.
A ona bola zaslepená predstavou, že ju miluje.
And one day they started taking video of this.
A začala nahrávať videa.
In other words, slowly he moved her into prostitution.
V podstate inými slovami, s ní spravil postupne prostitútku.
Then he would make videos and sell all these tapes for pornography.
začal predávať vlastne tieto nahrávky.
And he made lot of money out of it.
A zarábal na tom.
Then one day she hated herself.
A jedného dňa sa ona znenavidela.
In between she would want to meet her children who was with her first husband.
A chcela sa stretnúť so svojimi deťmi, ktoré...
But she felt very dirty about herself.
Ale mala zo seba hrozný pocit, cítila sa taká pošpinená.
And so her life was a complete mess.
A jej život bol úplne hrozný.
Then one day she decided she will run away from that place.
A jedného dňa sa rozhodla, že utečie z tohto bytu, z tohto miesta.
Then as she wanted to go outside, there are cameras everywhere. He has installed cameras.
A keď chcela odísť, všade boli kamery.
And there are three big black dogs let on the loose outside.
A vonku na pozemku boli tri veľké psi.
So she decided that, you know, anyway my life is a mess.
A ona si povedala, môj život mi stojí za veľa.
There is no God who can help me.
Mne nepomôže ani Boh.
So she decided to call on Satan.
A preto sa rozhodla, že akoby privolá Satana.
So she began to pray to Satan, surrendered her life to Satan.
A začala odozerať život Satanovi.
From that day onwards, her life became more miserable.
Ale od toho dňa sa život ešte viac zdegradoval.
She became very suicidal.
Začala mať myšlienky na samovraždu.
She started drinking.
Začala piť alkohol.
In the night she would have nightmares.
V noci mala nočné mory.
Oh, terrible, terrible mess.
Bolo to strašné.
Then her mother noticed that how miserable her life was.
A jej mama si všimla, aký hrozný život vedie.
So this mother told the second man, can I take my daughter for few days in my house?
A preto tomu mužovi, s ktorým teraz žila, jej mama povedala, že si ju vezme na niekoľko dní k sebe domov.
So this man thought, no problem, you can go, you know, to your mother, meet your mother.
A tomuto mužovi to neprekážalo, môžeš ísť za svojou mamou.
A during that time, this mother wasted no time, she took her to a retreat.
A v tom čase táto jej mama ju okamžite vzala na jednu obnovu.
And there she met Jesus Christ.
Kde sa ona stretla s Ježišom.
When the preacher was talking about sin and about mercy and about forgiveness and that there is a comeback.
A kazateľ tam ukázal o hriechu, o odpustení, o milosrdenstve a o tom, že existuje cesta späť.
You know, that touched her heart.
To sa dotklo jej srdca.
And here she is sitting in front of me telling her story.
A tu bola predo mnou a hovorila mi svoj príbeh.
What she told me for so many hours.
A to, čo mi hovorila počas tých hodín.
That is the time, you know, I was also crying with her all those hours.
Ja som po celý ten čas plakala spolu s ňou.
I'm not telling you a story.
A toto nie je nejaký vymyslený príbeh.
Her testimony is on YouTube, our anointing fire, as well as on my Instagram.
Vlastne jej svedectvo.
Yes, I record everything. I did not want to shame her, so because, you know, many youth follow my Instagram account. So I told her only say that part, like what happened when you gave your life to Satan. We are not talking there about prostitution or pornography at all. So we maintain her dignity.
Chcela som, aby ju tak pripraviť o pocit dôstojnosti pred ľuďmi, pretože aj na Instagrame mám veľa mladých ľudí, ktorí ma sledujú, tak ona sa vlastne vyjadrovala v tom videu len o tom období, odkedy dala svoj život Satanovi a čo sa dialo vtedy. Čiže tú časť predtým sme vôbec nespomínali.
First time in my life I heard exactly what is this pornography industry.
Prvýkrát živote som akoby počula, o čo ide v pornografickom priemysle.
Really, I'm telling you, it is Satan's trap to catch people.
A skutočne je to vlastne pasca, ktorú nastavil Satan, aby ľudí vlastne chytil.
And she was telling me how, because of that, now she is praying that, you know, this pornography industry in America comes down in the name of Jesus.
A ona mi povedala, že to je motivovalo k tomu, aby sa teraz modlila za to, aby tento priemysel v Amerike úplne akoby prepadol alebo sa strátil.
Because the people who are involved in this, they are all kind of actors and they do it only to get the big bucks. Big money.
Pretože ľudia, ktorí v podstate môžu to tak nejak prevádzkujú, tak sú v tom priemysle len tým peniazom kvôli veľkým zárobkom.
So, you know, when she met Jesus Christ in her life, then her life completely changed. You know, she was going through rejection in her life. But now when she came to Jesus, Jesus forgave all her sins. After the retreat, she said it was the first time she could sleep peacefully.
A po tej obnove povedala, že prvýkrát v živote bola schopná po tom dlhom čase spať pokojne.
Because till that time Satan kept on telling her that you are useless, you are a sinful woman, end your life.
Pretože do vtedy jej Satan stále našepkával, ty si úplne o ničom, si hriešnica, mala by si skoncovať so životom.
Then she gave her life to Jesus and she was able to forgive the second man and the first man.
A ona potom odovzdala svoj život Ježišovi a dokázala odpustiť svojmu tomu mužovi aj svojmu manželovi.
All the days of sin, now the rest of her life she converted every single day by living holy.
A po zvyšok svojho života žila obrátený život, kde každodenne žila sveto.
Every day she would go for mass, she would read the Bible, she goes for Bible study groups, and she was saying that she would go for so many confessions, washing herself again and again.
Chodila každý deň na svetu omšu, čítala Božie slovo, zapájala sa do skupiniek a hovorila, že veľmi často chodí na spoveď, aby sa neustále očisťovala.
Then she began to evangelize.
A začala evangelizovať.
You know, she lives in Texas.
Žije v Texase.
And she works among the Spanish crowd.
Vlastne v takej hispanskej komunite.
My goodness, the fire in that woman's heart.
A v jej srdci je obrovský oheň.
She says, I will not allow Satan to take any soul to hell.
Povedala, ja nedovolím, aby Satan zobral akúkoľvek dušu do pekla.
Because she says, I know the pain I went through when I gave my life to Satan.
Pretože ja viem, akú bolesť som zažívala, keď som dala svoj život Satanovi.
So you know what is her mission? Morning after Holy Mass, she will go, you know, and to every house she will go and talk about Jesus Christ.
A ona, tá jej misia je taká, že každé ráno po svätej omši chodí po domoch a ľuďom hovorí o Kristovi.
And she would gather them and bring them to retreats like this.
A potom tých ľudí zhromažďuje a chodí s nimi a pozýva ich na takéto obnovy.
What am I trying to tell you? Jesus is able to do, you know, wonderful things through a rejected person.
Ježiš je schopný urobiť úžasné veci aj skrze človeka, ktorý prežil odmietnutie.
No matter how great a sinner you are.
Bez ohľadu na to, aký veľký bol tvoj hriech.
No matter you have no hope in life.
A bez ohľadu na to, či máš nejakú nádej pre svoj život.
But he is able to do great things through you when you surrender your life to Jesus.
Ale on je schopný urobiť veľké veci skrze teba, ak sa mu odovzdáš.
So, when she began to do evangelization,
a keď začala evangelizovať,
you know what happened? God sent a very loving man into her life.
Do jej života Boh poslal veľmi milujúceho muža.
You know at what age?
Viete, koľko mal rokov?
56.
56.
This is the third man entering her life.
Toto bol tretí muž.
The first two left her.
Ktorý vstúpil do jej života. Tí prví dvaja ju opustili.
At age 56, out of lot of discernment and talking to the priest and a lot of months of preparation, she married this person.
A v tomto veku 56 rokov po dlhom rozlišovaní, po rozhovoru s kňazom a pri prípravách sa nakoniec vydala za tohto muža.
And today both this husband and wife, they are doing the work of evangelization.
A dnes títo manželia spolu robia evangelizáciu.
She does not have any complaints with Jesus today.
Ona sa Ježišovi vôbec nesťažuje.
But she is more than happy that Jesus gave her new life.
Ale je veľmi šťastná, že Boh jej dal nový život.
What I'm trying to say is that Satan can completely throw you out of your purpose in life through your rejections.
Satan dokáže skrze odmietnutie, ktoré si prežil v živote, ťa úplne akoby vyradiť alebo presmerovať na zlú cestu.
I want to tell you many fiery things and talk about evangelization.
Chcela by som vám povedať množstvo takých zapálených slov o evangelizácii.
But the Spirit of the Lord is telling me, without healing yourself,
ale Duch Pánov mi hovorí,
without accepting yourself,
uzdravenia, bez sebaprijatia,
and without loving yourself,
a bez lásky k sebe samému,
you cannot evangelize.
Nedokážeš evangelizovať.
Yes or yes?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
If you are a person always saying, oh, I am a good for nothing.
Ak si hovoríš, ja sa nič nestojím ako človek.
Oh, I don't have this talent.
Nemám nadanie.
I don't think any one soul can come to me. Me? No way.
Neverím, že by nejaká duša mohla, mohol som ja osloviť.
Unless you believe in yourself and in the power of God,
ak si začneš veriť a veríš aj moc Boha,
till then you will only listen like this.
Tak budeš len pasívne počúvať.
But you will not be able to give anything to anyone.
A nebudeš schopný ľudí obdarovať.
What is this rejection?
A čo je toto odmietnutie?
I will give you examples.
Príklad?
For example, you were in your mother's womb. And maybe the mother was fired from the job. Then that mother went through rejection. Then you know the child in the womb will also go through that rejection.
Rovnakým spôsobom prežívať a zažije toto odmietnutie v jej lone.
And this is all in the subconscious mind.
Všetko sa to deje na úrovni podvedomia.
That means this is your, if this is your mind,
toto je tvoja myseľ.
Then you imagine on the inside. I told you the inside there is coconut.
yes.
So that is maybe your subconscious mind.
Ešte tak ďalej ako by vnútri, to je tvoje podvedomie.
Everything you store where? Here. Am I right? Like a computer, you store everything on the
všetko,
inside, right?
In the hardware. Všetko si ukladáte tu ako v takom hardwareí, ako počítači.
So as you are growing up,
všetko sa to ukladá a keď vy dospievate,
all the memories of your life are being recorded here.
Každá tá spomienka toho života sa ukladá.
Then like eyes, they capture like photography, they capture every picture, every image you see.
A oči takisto zachytávajú, tak ako fotografia, každý obraz, ktorý vidíš.
Then, you know, like you filter coffee and it comes down.
Ako keď filtruješ kávu.
Then like that, some good memories, some bad memories will be stored in the subconscious mind.
Tak, tak budeš mať dobré, ale aj zlé spomínky.
Yeah. Do you remember everything from your childhood?
Pamätáte si na všetko zo svojej detstva?
No, no. So some which have affected us, it will be there in our heart.
Niečo, čo nás ovplyvnilo v živote, bude uložené v našom srdci.
Maybe as you were growing up,
možno keď si rástol, dospieval.
Or till that time your parents, they hugged you, they loved you, they gave you 1000 kisses.
Tak možno teba rodičia objímali, vybloskávali, tulili sa k tebe.
But when you were small, you went to play that there, in that swing.
Ale išiel si sa potom hrať tam na hodiačku.
Then another little kindergartner came and she pushed you like this.
A nejaké dieťa prišlo a strčilo do teba.
Oh, and you fell down.
Spadol si.
Rejection. First time in your life you are going through rejection. Then when you grow little more,
potom podrastieš,
you like some people in your class.
Máš nejakých kamarátov v triede?
You want to be best friends with them.
Chceš sa s nimi kamarátiť?
But they just pass you.
Ale oni si to nevšimnú.
Like, we don't like you. You're not in our group.
Ty nie si ich problémy a ty tam nepatríš.
Rejection.
Odmietnutie.
A mommy made two big chicken leg pieces.
A mamka vytražila dve stelienka kuracie.
Then she saw which is the big one.
A vybrala to väčšie.
Then the big one she gave to her first son.
A dala to svojmu prvému synovi.
And the small chicken piece she gave you.
A ten maličký kus oček dala tebe.
Rejection.
Odmietnutie.
These are small things, but it is so true.
Drobné veci, ale sú takéto pravdivé v živote.
Then your brother got the big room in the house.
A u vás doma má tvoj brat veľkú izbu.
And then you got small room in the house.
A ty máš tu malú.
Then you are always thinking, my mother loves my brother more.
A tak si hovoríš, mama má radšej môjho
brata. My mother doesn't love me.
Mama ma nemá rada.
Oh, she loves him more, spirit of comparison.
Jeho má radšej, to je duch porovnávania.
And then spirit of jealousy.
Duch žiadivosti.
Then when we go to school, teacher is always saying good things about this one person.
A v škole, tak učiteľa vždy chvália tohto jedného žianka.
You are also very smart.
Ale aj ty si šikovný.
Then suddenly you begin to think.
A začneš si hovoriť.
I think I am dumb.
Asi som hlúpy.
She is more smart.
Ona je múdrejšia.
Oh, see how my friends are saying that that girl looks so beautiful.
Všetci kamaráti hovoria, že o kamarátky, že aká je ona krásna.
But my friends have never said that I'm beautiful.
A mne to nikdy moje kamarátky nepovedali.
Blame it on the genes of my parents.
To mám zlé geny v rodine.
Because of them today I am also not beautiful.
A preto ani ja nie som pekná.
What are you doing? You keep on thinking.
A tak neustále premýšľaš nad niečím takýmto?
So these small worries of life.
Takže tieto skúsenosti v živote.
These small rejections you got in life.
S odmietnutím.
Which is all recorded here.
Ktoré sa všetky zapísali do tvojho vnútra.
At the right time.
Nejakom čase.
When you have to actually face the real exam of life.
V čase skúšky.
Then you go back to all the previous failures.
Sa ti začnú vybavovať všetky tie predošlé zlyhania.
And you think that I will not pass this exam.
A povieš si, tento test nezvládnem.
Because I was rejected.
Pretože som prežil odmietnutie.
So for example, I will give you another example.
A napríklad?
So there was this girl who, I think I told you about this, like her boyfriend who was in second year medicine, he left her and she went into depression, remember?
Že som vám spomínala ten prípad s dievčaťom, ktorý priateľ chodil do druhého ročníka medicíny a vtedy ju nechal.
Why did she go into depression? Spirit of rejection. He rejected me.
A ona začala prežívať depresie, pretože mala ducha odmietnutia. On ma odmietol.
So I was praying with her over the phone and I invited her to come for a retreat.
A my sme sa po telefóne spoločne modlili, pozvala som ju na obnovu.
It was just a one day retreat.
Bola taká obnova na jeden deň.
The spirit of the Lord touched her so powerfully.
A duch svet, Boží duch sa jej dotýkal veľmi mocne.
Because every word of God she heard was a blessing.
Pretože každé jedno slovo, ktoré tam počula, bolo slovo požehnania.
Then next I remember I met her at a wedding in Houston.
A potom si pamätám, že som sa s ňou stretla na jednej svadbe v Houstone.
Now I'm going to tell you the power of prophecy.
A teraz vám poviem, akú moc má proroctvo.
So we went to that wedding dressed up. Indian weddings are big.
Takže sme prišli túto svadbu, veľmi pekne vyparadení, tie svadby Indov sú veľmi také veľkolepé.
We spent a lot of money in that.
A teraz my ideme veľa peniazy na to.
So we were all dressed up like a Christmas tree.
Teraz sme boli ovešení ako veľočný stromček.
And everybody is dancing.
Has she done so well?
So, you know, me and some of my youth friends, all my friends are youth.
So,
they dragged me and they took me to the dance floor. And we are dancing there. Then I saw this girl. She is also dancing. Oh, when I am dancing, Holy Spirit came there. When I looked at her face, Holy Spirit told me she is going to get married. Oh, when Holy Spirit comes, I forget everything. I took her by the hand. I dragged her out of the hall. Oh, I looked at her. She was looking so beautiful. There's so much joy on her face. And I said, can I pray 1 minute for you? 1 minute? She was a little confused because they were having a very good time. She was not expecting prayer. Then I had to convince her, like only 1 minute. Then I said, the Holy Spirit is saying, he is going to give you a second chance. God is saying that you will get married within few months. I said, I'm done, now you can go. I was done, but you know, after 2 days, she calls me up. And she says, the same night on that wedding, her mother meets another mother and both of them discuss the marriage of their son and their daughter. And she said that, you know, he's a doctor. In America, doctors get lots of money. See God's work. You remember the boyfriend who left her was only studying second year medicine. Now God is giving her an established doctor. So they dated for a while. Those who don't believe what I'm saying, you can come and meet me after the session. She's written a long note. It's on my text. Like beautifully she's written, when I had lost all hope in life, I wanted to end my life. That is when Jesus gave me a second chance through you. Oh, the guy took her, he proposed her at Puerto Rico. They had a beautiful engagement, and this year, I think in summer, they are going to get married. Do you see the power of a blessing, the power of a prophecy? No matter how rejected you are, when a word of prophecy or an encouragement comes into your life, that word can do a miracle in other person's life. So, but if you are a rejected person, then how will you give hope for others? So here is where Word of God is telling us and allowing us to meet a person who was more rejected than us. Isaiah 53 and verses 3, his name is Jesus. Yes, please read that. Isaiah 53 verses 3. Yes, what does it say? Yes. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. Praise the Lord. Yes? So there is a person who was rejected and he is Jesus.
Osoba, ktorá bola odmietnutá, je sám Ježiš.
But what did he do?
Čo robil on?
He forgot about all the rejection.
Zabudol na odmietnutie.
Because he was so humble.
Pretože bol pokorný.
That is why even when Pilate was saying so many things and rejecting Jesus in front of so many others. Pilate.
Pilát vlastne odmietol Ježiša a hanobil ho pred mnohými ľuďmi.
Jesus kept quiet.
Ježiš mlčal.
Because he was receiving the love from the daddy.
Pretože on prijímal lásku od svojho otca.
He was not looking at the current circumstances.
Nepozeral sa na okolnosti.
But he was looking at the resurrection.
A situáciu, aká bola, ale pozeral sa na zmrtvých stanie.
Is there anybody in this room who has never gone through any rejection?
Ktoré očakával. Je medzi vami niekto, kto nikdy nezažil odmietnutie?
Sunny brother, were you ever rejected in life?
Zažil
si niekedy odmietnutie?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Yes. Okay, he is getting older. He has forgotten.
So now,
now he will remember. Okay, jokes apart. All of us will remember some or the other rejection on the inside.
Každý z nás si dokáže pripomenúť nejaké odmietnutie, ktoré sme zažili vo svojom vnútri.
And Satan is so clever, he plays all those things where in our mind. That is why we are thinking all the time.
A Satan je veľmi prefikaný, takže on nám tieto veci mysli pripomína.
What is worry?
A my si robíme stále starosti. Čo sú to starosti?
So for example, I keep my tea on the stove.
Napríklad, som dala na čaj.
And I go take a shower.
Na sporák a idem sa osprchovať.
In the shower I feel I should shampoo my hair today.
A sprchy si uvedomím, že by sme si mali hodný.
I'm shampooing my hair.
Takže si dám shampoo.
And worry is coming. Oh, what happened to the tea?
A začnem sa robiť starosti. A čo ten čaj?
Then I quickly take a shower and run with my towel to the kitchen.
Tak sa rýchlo osprchujem a utekám do tej kuchyne.
Then I switch off the gas.
A vypnem plyn. Dobre.
Dobre. Now I don't have to worry about that tea anymore.
Tak, s čajom je to už vyriešené.
So worry is short-lived.
Starosti, ako keby majú krátky život.
Now let's go to the next level. Anxiety.
Na vyššiu úroveň úzkosti.
What is anxiety?
Pocity napätia, čo to je?
For example, I'm only 30 years old. I'm only 30 years old.
Napríklad, povedzme, niekto má len 30 rokov.
She cannot believe.
A ona toho nemôže uveriť.
Okay.
Nemôže
uveriť. And I see one gray head.
A vidím, že mám 30 rokov a vidím, že tu mám sivý vlas.
Then I go to the mirror.
Idem pred zrkadlo.
Really gray head?
Sivý vlas?
I'm only 30.
Tak mám len 30 rokov.
Gray head?
Ako to, že sivý vlas?
Oh my goodness, then every day I lose my sleep over that gray hair.
A každý deň si robím veľké starosti, pretože...
Then I go and Google.
Na sivý vlas,
ako at what age does hair gray?
Ktorom veku začínajú na ľudia sivé vlasy.
Then Google has so many results.
Tens mi to vyhodí toho veľa odpovedí.
Then first result will show aging starts at age 25.
Prvá odpoveď. Proces starnutia začína vo veku 25 rokov.
What? I am 30 and my head is graying now. What will happen when I am 40?
Čo sa mi bude diať v 40-ke, keď už v 30-ke mám sivý vlas?
This is called anxiety.
A toto je úzkosť.
Or for example, I have passed a certain age.
Alebo napríklad, som už v nejakom veku.
Then till now I have not got my life partner.
A ešte stále som si nenašiel partnera v živote.
Then I'm thinking, oh my goodness, God has not kept a single man for me.
A tak si hovorím, že už na celom svete Boh nemá proste toho slobodného
muža. Jesus, what are you doing there?
Ale Bože, to pre mňa, čo robíš, Ježiš?
7.3 billion people and you can't find one person for me.
7 miliard ľudí a ty nemáš pre mňa jednu osobu.
Then I have anxiety.
A prežívam úzkosti.
Then I'm praying.
Modlím sa.
Lord, bring that person to me.
Bože, priveď mi tohto človeka.
Where am I sitting and praying?
A kde sedím a modlím sa?
In my home.
Doma.
God is telling you, go out and see where the men are.
A Boh hovorí, vidí von a poď sa opozrieť.
But sorry God, I am so holy.
But here is príliš sveta.
I will only sit in my room and pray and you bring somebody.
Stačí, že som v izbe a modlím sa a ty niekoho privedieš.
Nothing is going to happen then.
Za tých okolností sa nemôže nič stať.
Maybe God will bring that person in your 40th year.
Možno, že ti ten Boh tohto človeka privedie, keď budeš mať...
Maybe in your 50th year.
48, 50 rokov.
Who knows, man, maybe even in your 60th year.
Možno, že v 60 rokov.
Because there is somebody sitting like this thinking about you.
Pretože niekto tiež premýšľa nad tebou.
But God is saying, at least go out of the room.
A on hovorí, že vidí zo svojej izby.
So that is called anxiety.
Toto je úzkosť.
There are some mothers.
Niektoré matky.
They are like, you know, what will happen? What will happen if my child does not study?
Si hovorí, čo sa stane, keď sa môj syn, môj dcera nebude učiť?
I want them to do the best in life.
Chcem, aby sa im v živote darilo.
They love their children.
Má rád svoje dieťa, má ráda.
But they have so much of anxiety.
Robí si, má takú úzkosť.
Because of their anxiety, they forget to love their children and they discipline them more.
A to je také brány, aby prejavila svoju lásku u svojom dieťaťu aj k nemu prísna.
Does God want you to have anxiety?
Takže chce od teba Boh, aby si si prežíval život v úzkosti.
In that case, you look at Jesus.
V takom prípade sa pozri na Ježiša.
When he came to do public ministry at 30,
keď v 30 rokoch začal verejne pôsobiť,
he would actually lose all his hair. He would lose his hair.
Stratil vlasy.
Thinking that, my goodness, I have to be on that cross one day.
Že keby bol, vtedy si prežíval úzkosti, že musí ísť na kríž, tak by mu vypadali od toho všetky vlasy.
But he did not have any kind of anxiety or depression because of that.
Preto neprežíval úzkosti ani depresie.
So you look at Saint Paul, what does he say?
Alebo svätý apoštol Pavol, čo hovorí on?
In the book of Philippians, let's go to the book of Philippians, that's a wonderful book. You know what is my name?
Aditya Prasad Polan.
Yes. Thank you. So because my name is Ainish Philip, therefore I love the book of... I love the book of... Take a guess. Thank you so much. I love the book of Philippians, okay? So this book of Philippians, it has got 104 Bible verses only. But at least 40 times Saint Paul is taking the name of Jesus in this book.
Aspoň 40 krát svätý apoštol Pavol spomína na Ježiša.
So that's why I love the book of Philippians. Okay.
Okay.
You know what is he saying? In the book of Philippians, chapter 4 and verses 6.
Filipanom 4:6.
Yes, please read. Stella, do you want to read loudly? Yes.
Spoločne,
Philippians 4 and verses 6. Please read.
Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your prayer request be made known to God.
Yes, what is he saying? That, did you read it well?
Do not worry about anything.
Do not worry about anything. Can you say that to your neighbor? Yes, do not worry about anything.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication.
Then, listen, okay? Then he is saying, with thanksgiving, make your prayer request known to God.
Ale za uzdravení vďaky prednášajte svoje žiadosti Bohu.
What am I trying to tell you? Because we went through so much of suffering and rejection in our life,
keď sme prežili toľko utrpenia a odmietnutia v živote,
Satan will keep on lying to us that you have been rejected, you have been rejected, you have been rejected.
Ježiš ti bude dookola opakovať a klamať, že si odmietnutý, si odmietnutý.
So I told you that, you know, once when I was doing public speaking, some boys were making fun, so I could not speak in public like this.
Ako som vám spomínala, kedysi ešte taká prvá skúsenosť s verejným vystupovaním bola, že sa mi vysmievali chlapci a potom som bola zablokovaná, nevedela som vystupovať na verejnosti.
So that filled me with fear that I will be rejected every time I talk.
Bola som naplnená strachom, že budem odmietnutá vždy, keď budem verejne vystupovať.
But Holy Spirit empowered me today to talk in front of anybody.
Ale Duch Svätý mi dal moc vystupovať a hovoriť pred kýmkoľvek.
Then the same Holy Spirit will empower you if you obey this word of God.
A tento istý Duch Svätý zmocní aj teba, ak budeš poslušný tomuto Božiemu slovu.
Do not worry about anything.
Nebuď ustarostený.
Can I ask you one question?
O nič, môžem sa vás niečo opýtať?
Don't you think most of the things you thought in this little head?
Nemyslíte si, že väčšina tých vecí, nad ktorými premýšľate vo svojej malej hlave?
90% of it never happened.
Že sa 90% z tých vecí nestane.
Then what a waste of time.
Koľko času tým strácame?
Correct? For example, if I have to take a plane,
ak musím cestovať lietadlom,
and the Lord is telling me, pray for all the people in Slovakia.
A pán mi povie, modli sa za všetkých ľudí Slovenska.
And just before taking the plane,
a pred nástupom do lietadla,
I read the news.
Si prečítam správy.
There was a plane crash in Nepal and 150 people died.
Nepále havarovalo lietadlo, 130 ľudí zomrelo.
I just heard the news and I kept the phone there.
Práve som sa dozvedela tú správu.
Then I get into the plane.
A nastúpila som do lietadla.
Then Satan will put these thoughts in my mind.
A Satan ma obťažuje v mojej mysli.
You pray for the pilot.
You pray for the pilot. Modli sa za pilota.
A pray for all the, what is it called, air hostess.
Modli sa za letušky.
Cover the whole plane with the precious blood of Jesus.
Prikryj celé lietadlo Kristovou krvou.
And now you pray 10 Saint Michael for the protection of the whole passengers.
A 10 krát sa modli modlitbu Archaniela Michala za ochranu všetkých pasažierov.
And now you say sorry for all your sins.
A teraz prosím odpustili svojich hriechov.
Now you pray for your family who is sitting there.
A teraz sa modli za všetku svoju rodinu, ktorá je s tebou.
Now you pray for eternity, eternal life.
A teraz sa modli za večný život.
Where did these thoughts come from?
Odkiaľ vychádzajú tieto myšlienky?
One news.
Vyprovokovala
one tá news.
Jedna správa, ktorú som čítala.
It put fear in my heart.
Ktorá vlastne dala mi strach.
So instead of praying for the people of Slovakia,
namiesto toho, aby som sa modlila za Slovákov,
I am sitting here and praying that God plane may not crash.
A modlím sa za to, aby sme nehavarovali.
Then one turbulence in the plane.
Potom príde nejaká turbulencia.
Jesus!
A volám Ježišu.
I love you!
Milujem sa Ježiš.
Instead of this, Saint Paul is saying, do not worry about anything.
Aj namiesto takéhoto postoja, apoštol Pavel hovorí, o nič nebuďte ustarostení.
But when a worry comes, when a worry comes,
ale keď sa ťa zmocní nejaká starosť,
then give that worry to Jesus in faith with thanksgiving.
Tak ju odovzdaj Ježišovi so vzťahným vzdávaním.
Lord, how will we get Bratislava here?
Pane, ako sa dostanem do Bratislavy?
It is not possible, Lord. It is not possible, Lord.
Nie je to možné.
There are so many other ministries in Bratislava.
Ako sa dostaneme tam? Veď je tam toľko iných služobníkov.
And some of the youth, they don't care.
A mnoštvo mladih ljudi, evo, nekteri mladi ljudi se auto to ne zaujmaju.
No. Not Bratislava. I think we should pray for Poprad maybe. So you know how the mind works? Then immediately say, Lord, I am seeing in faith, you are opening Bratislava for me in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Then worry out. Somebody prophesied over you. I am seeing you coming to America in the next 5 years. Sitting in the front is receiving all prophecies. Then she will see, hey, look at my bank account. Lord, there is zero money in my bank account. And then comes Philippians
4:19.
What is it? My dad in heaven, he can supply everything according to his riches.
Môj nebeský otec môže vyplniť všetky potreby podľa jeho bohatstva.
So what is next level faith? What is next level faith?
Čo je to viera na tej vyššej úrovni?
She is asking, Lord, which city should I travel in America? Tell me.
Opýtam sa, Pane, do akého mesta by som mal cestovať?
Lord, tell me if I should take Ainish's phone number.
Pane, povedz mi, či si mám vypýtať číslo od Ainish.
No, forget it. Not I think I should take Stella's phone number and go to her house. See, she already said, please come. So your America trip is done. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So what is St. Paul saying? See, like this, worries will keep on coming. Your previous rejections will keep on instilling fear in you.
Odmietnutia, ktoré si zažil vo živote, budú akoby neustále prinášať starosti a strach.
Yeah. Previous failures will keep on discouraging you.
Tvoje minulé zlyhania ti budú odoberať odvahu.
But I want to give you two words today. I don't know how you translate it in Slovak, but two words in English. Keep going. Boyfriend left you?
Bye.
God is giving me a new life. Keep going.
Boh mi dáva nový život. Vytrvaj, pokračuj, chod ďalej.
The employer fired you?
Vyhodil ťa z práce?
Bye.
Dobre, rozluč sa.
My new job, new salary, my new promotion is waiting me there. For mommy there.
Ďalej ma čaká moja nová práca, nový plat.
So, amen. So, he is giving a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful tip from the Bible.
Takže nádherný tip alebo rada z Biblie.
That is why I said Philippians is my favorite book. You please read Philippians chapter 4 and verses 11. Philippians chapter 4 verses 11. What does it say?
He says
I know what it is to have little. So what is the meaning of that? Where was he? He was in a jail. So he made that jail his own home. You know, that jail, it had maybe like four walls like this. That did not limit him. He did not cry out that, Lord, you saved me, you made me into the big ball. only to put me in the jail back?
You know, Bože, Ty si ma spasil, Ty si za mňa urobil veľkého apoštola. A na to, aby som teraz bol v tejto väznici.
See, we have to learn a lot from Saint Paul because
od svätého apoštola Pavla sa musíme veľa učiť.
He was a man with authority and power.
Pretože to bol muž autority.
But when he came to Christ, what happened to him?
A moci, ale keď prišiel ku Kristovi, čo sa stalo?
He was persecuted.
Začali ho prenasledovať.
And he was put in the jail.
Bol uväznený.
Actually, he should say, no, hey, what God is this year? He puts you in jail. But this is the love he has for Jesus. He says, I am content with everything Jesus gives me. So instead of praying that, Lord, I want to go to Africa to evangelize. I want to go to US to evangelize. I want to go to Australia to evangelize. He made the four walls of that room his mission field.
Čo mi Ježiš určil, tak namiesto toho, aby začal volať k Bohu a hovoriť k sebi do Afriky, Ameriky, Ázie, evangelizovať, tak on sa uspokojil s tými štyroma stenami väznice.
All he did is just a pen and a paper, and what did he do? He wrote all these letters.
Mal pero a papier a napísal tie listy, ktoré sú v Biblii.
Did those chains limit him?
Zabrali mu v tom tie jeho puta.
He made those chain like a piece of jewelry.
On ich vlastne nosil ako akúsi ozdobu alebo šperk.
Like you wear rosary chain, no? On the hand, wrist.
Ako keď máme vlastne ruženic.
He may have made something out of it.
Na zápestí, tak on to nejakým spôsobom zužitkoval.
He was content with it.
Premenil a bol spokojný.
Then there was a guard who was stationed with him all the time.
A prijal to. A Boh naloží mu tiež trpezlivosť.
Instead of saying 100 negatives to that guard all the time.
To the guard.
To the guard.
A vlastne bol trpezlivý voči strážcovi, takže namiesto toho, aby ho zaháňal nejakými negatívnymi slovami.
He considered that God as his helper.
Tak považoval tohto strážcu za svojho pomocníka.
So what is Saint Paul saying? It is up to you to find that positiveness wherever you are planted.
Takže apoštol hovorí, je tvojou úlohou nájsť to dobré tam, kde sa nachádzaš.
You have the power to change your mind.
V tvojej moci spočíva ako v tebe spočíva tá moc.
Do you really think you have that power in you?
Veríš tomu, že máš tú moc?
Do you think so?
Svoje myslenie?
Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes. Now I will tell you, who are you?
Poviem vám, kto ste.
You are a blessing.
Si požehnanie.
No matter what failure comes in your life,
bez ohľadu na zlyhanie,
no matter what rejection comes in your life,
bez ohľadu na odmietnutie,
no matter you may be a depressed person taking medication,
bez ohľadu na to, či prežívaš depresie a berieš lieky,
but still the Lord says you are blessed.
Ale Boh hovorí, ty si požehnaný.
Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are a blessing.
Povedz svojmu susedovi, požehnaný.
Okay, where do you see this? Let's go to the Bible, Genesis chapter 12. Come on, let's go quickly. Yes, Genesis chapter 12. Verses 2 and 3. Yes. Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Yes, please read.
I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. So that you will be a blessing.
Oh, please read that.
I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great. So that you will be a blessing.
I told you, I will give you some secret prayers which I do every day.
Povedal som, že mám dám secret
prayers.
Tajné modlitby, ktoré sa modlím každý deň.
This is that first prayer.
Prelovie.
What this is called the declaration.
Prehasavanie.
Every day you say this to yourself. God is going to make me a great nation.
Každý deň sa mu prehlasuj. Boh sa mne urobí veľmi.
I am blessed.
Som požehnaný.
I am a blessing.
Som požehnaný.
So sometimes when you wake up immediately and you stand in front of the mirror,
niekedy keď sa zobudíš a pozrieš sa na seba hneď do zrkadla,
you will say, oh, I saw a demon run.
Povieš si, to je nejaký demon, utieka preč.
I'm just joking. You look into the mirror and say, ha, you such a blessing. What a beautiful person standing in front of the mirror. Lord, thank you, I am a blessing. I am not joking, okay? Say this to yourself, I don't know how many times. I am a blessing, I am a blessing, I am a blessing. Why am I telling you this? Maybe you were rejected 100 times by different people of the world. Nobody ever told you you are a blessing. Maybe your family members never told you it's a joy to have you here. Today the Lord is saying, my child, you are a blessing. Do you want those emotional wounds to be healed? Do you want your character to be changed? Then first speak words of blessing to yourself. You know, Father Andre, when he was talking to me, he said something very beautiful. And I said, you must talk to the young people about it. So on his behalf, I'm telling you. Oh, he's there. Oh. See. You know, like, what happened at his time of conversion? Can you just tell him? You say in your language.
Teď ja som aj zazberával, som aj nechcel vyrušovať. A Ježiš prišiel do môjho života, keď som mal 17 rokov, do ktorých som, kedy ako viac menej som žil také tradičné náboženstvo, nie vieru. No aj ten proces odpracovania bol trval cez 5 rokov. A keď som mal 17, tak som zažil Ježiša. Zažil som aj než som opisoval, až fyzicky na jednej adorácii, na Španie Dorine, v tom centre pre mládež. V tej kaplnke, no bola adorka normálna, hoci kedy inde. Kračal som a prežil som, že Ježiš sedí vedľa mňa, položil mi takto ruku na rameno a mi povedal, že odpusti si, ja som ti už odpustil. A začal som plakať ako malý chlapec, viete, že keď sa vás Ježiš dotkne, prežijete ho lásku, že to je niečo úžasné. A to je moment, ktorý zmenil môj život a to, čo som aj než vravel, je, že v tej chvíli viem, že som dostal dar lásky voči sebe samému. Že to bolo okamih, kedy som začal skutočne milovať seba, ten hnev a proste to všetko, čo som prežil voči sebe, všetky tie negatívne emócie zrazu v tej chvíli padli a som rád tým, kým som rád taký, aký som, výzor telo, proste všetko to jedno. Celý ja ako človek, tak to proste to, že milujem samého seba, že som šťastný zo seba, ja viem, že v mojom živote je dar od Ježiša.
Beautiful. I hope you said the right things. So, that is so beautiful, you know. First, you have to love yourself. You have to forgive. If you say this to yourself, I am loved,
keď si povieš, som milovaný,
I am forgiven,
bolo mi odpustené,
and I am blessed,
a som požehnaný,
only then you can say the word of God which Stella said in the morning.
Až vtedy môžeš prehlásiť to slovo Božie, ktoré Stella ráno hovorila.
That word of God, you know, you were saying together, what I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Dokážem všetko skrze toho, ktorý ma posilňuje.
If I do not consider myself a blessing,
ak sám seba nepovažujem za požehnanie,
that word of God is mere words for me.
Toto Božie slovo je potom len také, sú to len slova, nič viac.
But because I know I am a blessing,
ale keď viem, že ja som požehnaný,
because I know the favor of the Lord is on me,
pretože viem, že Božia priazeň na mne spočíva,
oh, no matter where I go, I will be a blessing.
Nezáleží na tom, kam pôjdem, všade prinesiem požehnanie.
So maybe your car is broken.
Možno,
maybe. I hope it doesn't, not hard, I said car.
Car.
Se ti pokazilo auto?
Then what happens? I'm really telling you, when an anointed person comes and sits in your car,
keď sa pomazaný človek si sadne do tvojho auta,
the car will be okay.
Tak to auto bude zrazu fungovať.
Do you believe it?
Periš?
Do you believe it?
Periš tomu, ide?
I'm really telling you, this happened in my life.
There
was a brother who was dropping me off to the airport and his car had some problem.
Jeden brat ma odvezol na odviezť na letisko a mal problém s autom.
Then I'm a blessing, isn't it?
A ja som požehnaný.
I sat in his car.
Ja som si sadol do auta.
When I reached the airport,
a keď sme prišli na letisko,
he said, sister Ainish, I didn't want to tell you something, I was so scared. Actually, my car was giving trouble.
A on mi povedal, sestra, ja sa ti to bal povedať, ale moje auto mi robilo naozaj problémy.
But the moment you sat in the car, I don't know what happened, the car began to run smoothly.
Ale neviem, čo sa stalo, keď si nasadla, tak zrazu začalo fungovať.
That increased his faith.
A jeho viera vzrastla.
And I'm like, wait, thank you, Jesus.
A ja som sa poďakovala Ježišovi.
This is the confidence you should have as a believer.
Ako veriaci človek by si mal mať túto istotu, toto presvedčenie.
It is not pride, because I can do all things through him.
A tu nejde o nejakú pýchu, pretože ja dokážem všetko skrze neho.
So he is the one who strengthens me.
To on ma posilňuje.
Now you understand what is the meaning of I am a blessing?
Takže už rozumíte, čo to znamená, keď poviem, ja som požehnaný.
That is why Joseph, even when he was dreaming big and his brothers got jealous and threw him into that pit.
Preto Jozef, keď mal tie veľké sny, ale jeho bratia, ktorí na ňo žiadali, ho hodili do jamy.
Joseph still kept that promise which God had given him through that dream.
Jozef nezabudol na tento prístup, ktorý mu skrze vlastne v sne zjavil Boh.
So he was like, you throw me anywhere, but you know what, I am a blessing.
Viete čo, hoďte ma kam chcete, ale ja zostanem požehnaným.
And because he believed in that, he came out.
A preto, že tomu veril, mohol z toho vyjsť von.
And so when he was again, you know, thrown into the jail.
Keď ho dali do väzenia.
Because he was a blessing.
Keďže on bol požehnaný.
Oh, the favor of the Lord came into the jail too.
Tak ešte aj do tej väznice proste prišla tá Božia priazeň.
And because of the favor of God,
a skrze Božiu priazeň,
he was promoted as the second high official of Egypt.
Ho povýšili na najvyššieho predstaviteľa Egypta po faraónovi.
With this, please take the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11. Very quick, okay? I'm going little fast. I'll just give you Bible verses.
Deuteronomy
chapter 11.
Deuteronomium 11.
I just need to find out that word of God. Stellanti Dumna, life and the Just give me 1 minute. I'm trying to figure out.
Yes, blessing. Did you get it?
Požehnanie, Deuteronomy 11, nejaké požehnanie.
It is in Deuteronomy chapter 11.
Nejaký verš 11.
Okay, see, I'm...
26, verse 26.
Ah, yes.
Verse 6.
Mildaya.
Verse 26, 11, 26.
Yes.
See, I'm sitting before you.
Thank you.
Today, a blessing and a curse.
Okay. What is it saying? See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. Verses 27. Blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today.
Požehnanie, ak budete poslúchať príkazy Pána svojho Boha, ktoré vám dnes ukladám.
So what is the Bible saying? If you obey the commandments of the Lord, I am ready to give you every blessing. Every blessing.
Ak poslúchaš príkazy Pána, dám ti všetky, každé požehnanie.
Now I am going to give you very, very powerful word of God. Do you want it? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Really, I'm telling you that is very, very powerful weapon. Please go to Job chapter 22.
Job 22.
Verses 28.
That's a lesson.
Job chapter 22, verses 28.
Job 22, that's a lesson.
You will decide on a matter and it will be
established for you.
Yes,
what else
shall I do? Yes. Light will shine on your ways. You will decide on a matter and it will be a blessing established for you, and light will shine on your ways.
Amen. This is called making a decree and it will manifest.
Amen.
This word of God will manifest.
Toto je to prehlasovanie a toto Božie slovo sa uskutoční, bude manifestované v tvojom živote.
So you all are lovely people who are obeying the commandments of the Lord.
Vy ste nádherní ľudia, ktorí poslúchajú Božie príkazy.
So I'm telling you, if you are under the grace of God living a holy life,
ak žiješ v Božej milosti, v posvedzujúcej milosti,
then word of God is telling us,
tak Božie slovo hovorí,
because you are a blessing,
pretože ty si požehnaný.
And because the favor of the Lord rests on you,
a Božia priazeň spočíva
you,
na tebe,
you decide on a matter,
hoc čo si umieniš,
and it will be done for you.
A stane sa to.
This is called declaration.
Toto je prehlasovanie.
When I became an American citizen,
keď som sa stala Američankou, občiankou,
then we had to make public declaration in front of the judge.
Museli sme pred sudcom prehlásiť na verejne.
Touching all that laws, whatever, you had to say that I will be a law-abiding American citizen and I declare it.
S rukou vlastne na tom zákonníku, že budem poslúchať príkazy vlastne ústavu Ameriky a prehlasujem to.
Then I signed it.
A potom som to podpísala.
See, I declared it.
Prehlásila som to.
It is signed.
Podpísala.
No matter now, wherever I go throughout the world.
A kamkoľvek idem vo svete.
Now America, what is it called? The American government has to take care of my life.
Tak americká vláda je teraz zodpovedná za môj život.
And now India will not come to save me.
Už mi nepomôže štát India.
I will give you example. For example, if a bus is hijacked.
Napríklad, ak by uniesli unoscovia nejaký autobus.
They were going to Holy Land.
Išli napríklad ľudia do Svätej Zeme.
And there are two American citizens sitting there.
A boli tam v tom autobuse aj dvaja Američania.
Then America will send their authorities to save the life of those two people sitting in that bus.
Tak americká vláda vyšle dvoch ľudí, ktorí proste ľudí, ktorí pôjdu a budú sa snažiť zachrániť život.
Then it is no more in the hands of the Israeli government alone.
Čiže toto už nie je len zodpovednosť izraelskej vlády.
Same way, you a blessing.
Takisto ty si požehnaním.
You a child of God.
Si Boží dieťa.
When you declare something.
Keď niečo prehlasuješ.
And that word of God is signed by the Lord.
A toto Božie slovo je akoby podpísané.
I'm telling you, it will be done.
Toto slovo Boh podpísal. Bude to naozaj manifestované.
God will send his angels to complete that work.
A Boh pošle svojich anielov, aby sa to uskutočnilo.
I am standing here with this authority.
Stojím tu v tejto autorite.
Otherwise I am a very normal person like you.
V iných okolnostiach som úplne obyčajný človek ako každý z vás.
I also like chocolates like you. I also love sweets.
Tiež mám slabosť na sladkosti ako vy.
But you know what? I'm standing in that authority given by my Father in heaven.
Ale ja stojím v autorite, ktorú mi dal Otec v nebi.
That I am a blessing.
Že ja som požehnaním.
I'm telling you today, not even 50 people can come and brainwash me.
50
people.
Že dnes ani keby za mnou prišlo 50 ľudí, tak mi proste nevymijú mozog.
I am too heavy for them today.
Dnes už proste mi to nič neurobí.
Because my daddy in heaven has been telling me this. You are a blessing. The favor of the Lord rests on you.
Pretože môj otec mi toto opakoval. Ty si požehnaný. Božia priazeň spočíva na tebe.
So when I decree and declare a matter or a word of God, I know it is established for me.
A preto keď prehlásim, vyhlásim niečo, viem, že to sa aj uskutoční.
I will give you small example, small, very small.
Dávam menší príklad.
Yesterday my husband texted me and said that please pray. My elder one, he is applied for his first job. He has an interview right now.
Včera mi manžel písal správu, že sa mám modliť, pretože náš najstarší syn.
You know what I texted back?
Si vlastne ide na vlastne na pohovor na prvú prácu.
He got the job, congratulations.
A ja som, viete, čo som mu odpísala, on dostal tú prácu, blahoželám mu.
Then in the night I was talking to my husband, he said, he got the job!
A potom neskôr, keď som sa s manželom rozprávala, on mi povedal, že áno, že prijal ho do tej práce naozaj.
How did I get this confidence?
Odkiaľ som mohla mať takú sebadôveru, takú istotu?
When you follow the commandments of the Lord, when you obey the Lord, when you are living a life of grace, my dear people in Christ, 100% whatever you ask, it will be done in the name of Jesus.
Keď poslucháš Pána, potom
have
to,
that confidence.
To, čo Boha prosíš, to sa aj stane. Maj tú istotu.
That is called declaration.
To sa volá prehlasovanie.
That is why I told this young couple here, you tell Jesus how many rooms you want, it will be done.
Hovorte svoj, hovorte Ježišovi, koľko chcete ísť je v dome a bude to tak.
All those who are looking for, what is it called, married life.
Všetci, ktorí očakávajú, že vstúpia do manželstva.
In faith you tell Jesus, I want, you know, I want my future husband in so many days, months, whatever.
Takže vo viere hovor o Ježišovi.
And say, I decree and I declare it in Jesus' name that it is done.
Túžim, aby som stretol alebo našiel manžela, manželku do toho času alebo za takýto
čas.
A verím tomu a
prehlasujem,
že sa to stane. Máš
my toto? Friend, this confidence comes only from the Lord.
Máš toto presvedčenie? Toto presvedčenie ti môže dať len Pán, nikto iný?
First you accept Jesus is the best matchmaker.
Najprv príjmi to, že Ježiš najlepšie spája ľudí.
Then tell him, take me to the right place at the right time with the right person.
Povedz mu, zaveď ma na to správne miesto, v správnom čase a k tej správnej osobe.
Every morning when you wake up, say this, Lord, I am a blessing, I am seeing the favor of the Lord coming on my life today.
Keď sa ráno zobudíš, povedz, Pane, ja som požehnaním a ja vidím, ako na mňa dnes zostupuje Božia priazeň.
Lord, you are making me meet the right people today.
Pane, ty spôsobuješ, že dnes stretnem tých správnych ľudí.
Lord, the right connections are coming into my business.
Že v mojom podnikaní bude mať tie správne kontakty.
Lord, I am seeing prosperity coming into my life in the name of Jesus.
Pane, vidím, že hojnosť alebo prosperita.
Of course I spoke to you about humility.
Do môjho života.
But Jesus doesn't want you to be poor forever.
Ježiš nechce, aby si bol navždy chudobný.
Whether it is material blessing.
Či už sa jedná o materiálne požehnanie.
Or whether it is spiritual blessing.
Alebo duchovné.
Jesus will give you the blessing.
Ježiš ti to požehnanie dá.
If you look into the Bible,
Biblii,
man, most of these guys, they were super rich.
Veľa týchto mužov bolo bohatých.
If you take the life of Job, was he a rich man or a poor man?
Job bol bohatý. Alebo chudobný.
Actually, that guy was a billionaire. What about Abraham?
Abraham.
Huh? Rich. Now you are thinking, actually that is right.
Teraz si hovoríte, aha, veď to si na pravdu.
That is right, isn't it? God prospered them. Even if you look at the life of a Moses, he led a very nomadic life. But man, how rich he was. Every day manna is coming down. Did he even have to labor for his food?
Aj Mojžiš, ktorý viedol taký posledných 4 života.
But remember.
Mal to veľa, ale...
Be content with what you have. Who said?
Kto povedal, uspokojte sa s tým, čo máte?
Saint Paul.
Svetý Pavol.
Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So please let us stand up.
Ustávam
sa. Let us just lift up our hand, give all our worries to Jesus right now.
Prezdíme ruky a odovzdáme svoje starosti Ježišom.
Yes, no more anxiety, no more worry.
Už žiadne úzkosti, žiadne starosti.
Let us give our worries, our anxieties to Jesus.
Odovzdajme svoje starosti a úzkosti Ježišovi.
Word of God says, cast all your worries to him.
Božie slovo hovorí, uvaľte svoje starosti na Pána.
Because he takes care of you.
Pretože on sa o vás postará.
Please repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I am a blessing.
Ježiš, ja som požehnaním. Opakujte. Ježiš, ja som požehnaním.
I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus.
Prehlasujem a vyhlasujem v mene Ježiš.
That the favor of the Lord is coming upon me.
Že na mne spočíva Božia priazeň.
Že na mne spočíva Božia priazeň.
My family is blessed.
Že moja rodina je požehnaná.
All who come in contact with me are blessed.
Všetci v kontakte so mnou sú požehnaní.
Všetci v kontakte so mnou sú požehnaní.
Because of me, my land is blessed.
Vďaka mne je požehnaná moja krajina.
Vďaka mne je požehnaná moja krajina.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ďakujem, Ježiš.
For infilling this confidence in me.
Ďakujem, Ježiš, že ma naplňaš touto istotou.
Ďakujem, Ježiš, že ma naplňaš touto istotou.
Lord Jesus, protect me with your precious blood.
Chráň ma svojou presvetou krvou.
Chráň ma svojou presvetou krvou.
Lord, release your favor on me.
Uvoľni svoju priazeň na mňa.
Uvoľni svoju priazeň na mňa.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Mene Ježiš,
amen.
Amen.